Happy Thursday, everybody. I hope today's show finds you safe and well. We've got another Be Our Guest podcast community check-in show for your feed to get you through your day. The show was originally recorded on Tuesday night, April 7th, 2020. During the show, we talk about our first responders, our folks that are on the front lines, keeping us safe and how we can honor them. We also get a call from a former cast member giving us some backstage magic on Kilimanjaro Safari's Haunted Mansion and more. And we talk about restaurants at Walt Disney World where we would buy gift cards to share with our loved ones and much more. We hope you enjoyed today's check-in. Lots of great calls from our Be Our Guest podcast community. Wherever you are, stay safe, stay healthy, and enjoy today's show.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Happy Tuesday, everybody. Thank you so much for dropping in for another Be Our Guest Podcast community check-in show. We are so glad you're here. We hope that your week is going well. We've already made it to Tuesday. But again, we've said this, and it is true. It isn't just something we're making up. A Tuesday feels like a Friday. It feels like a Sunday afternoon. We don't really know right now. We're working from home. We're staying home to keep everybody safe. But we are so glad you are here tuned in live on Facebook for some fun Disney talk. And today, we're going to have a Be Our Guest podcast community check-in open line. You can talk about anything you want. I do have a couple topics that I will bring up, and if you want to chime in on those topics, please do, but you can talk about anything. You know, how's your community handling the staying inside orders? How are you surviving? How are you entertaining yourself? What do you do, you know, in the evenings before bed? Because that's a lot of time where I typically catch up on work, but we've had some time with the family here where I've been playing some board games, trying some stuff we haven't done in a very long time and really having a good time with it. So again, 407-413-9395. The phone number is on the bottom of the screen. We'll talk about that here in just a second. But I wanted to tell you about my day real quick, and maybe I can hear about yours. We got lucky here in St. Louis, Missouri, right in the middle of the United States, if you're from outside the country. We had a beautiful day, 87 degrees today. Right now, where I'm sitting in Missouri, it's warmer than Walt Disney World right now by 1 degree. I checked. So we're having a great day. It's sunny. So we decided, I have a Jeep Wrangler. We took the top down on the Jeep. We took Mallory and Paige came with me. We took dog Riley with us. We drove out into Missouri wine country, which is about 10 minutes down the road from where we live now. Winding roads, vineyards, right along the Missouri River. It's a beautiful sight, but these roads are hilly and swervy. And we found out that humans aren't the only people that can get car sick on a windy, curvy, hilly, jerky road. Paige and I were riding along in the front seat. Mallory was in the back seat with Riley. Paige and I started to smell something. We're like, phew, it stinks on top of this hill. Oof, we just can't get rid of that smell. Well, dogs can get car sick too in the back seat. So we found that out. Golden Doodles will have that happen sometimes. But Riley's good. She's fine. She's not mad at me anymore. We had a great day just riding out in wine country here and taking it in. Then tonight, we got out the grill. We got to, you know, barbecue. We had some chicken breasts, some corn on the cob, and sat on the deck. We have a nice deck now to sit on and watch the birds fly by. A fighter jet flew over while we were eating dinner. So you got to, you know, you got to take the small victories, I think. So today was a good day. Got to ride in the Jeep top down with my girls and the dog, and also got to have some grilled chicken and some awesome corn and so forth right off the grill. So, and sit on the deck. I mean, can't go to a restaurant right now to sit in an outdoor patio, but we got to do it here at home. So that was my day. So how was your day? Where did you find the little victories? Let's hear about yours again. 407-413-9395. One other topic I wanted to bring up tonight is, if you could give a Disney gift card, because a lot of communities are doing this to support small businesses. If you could give a Disney gift card to somebody who's never been to Walt Disney World for one restaurant, and this restaurant has to personify what Disney dining is all about, where would you give that gift card to? So you got to give it to somebody never been to Walt Disney World. You're going to give them a gift card that will cover their meal. Which restaurant would you pick and why? You know, because you want to show them the whole Disney dining experience. All right, let's get to the calls. First call of the night's on the line. Hey, who's joining us?
Hey, it's Kristen from Chicagoland. How are you?
Hey, beautiful day, right, man? You cannot complain today. I saw it was 80 up in Chicago.
It was amazing. I'm a nurse. I got to be on call for work today, so I got to sit outside while they're finishing our deck.
Oh my gosh. Thank you so much for what you're doing. And please pass along our thanks and that we're praying for all your colleagues and everybody in the fight.
Thank you.
So what's going on?
I just wanted to do like a little public service announcement about people not wearing gloves to the grocery store.
Okay, go for it. I send my daughter. I haven't been to the grocery store in ages. We send Paige.
Okay, so cloth masks, great. It helps contain the virus. But I see all these people wearing these gloves. And they touch all the different things. So really, you're just spreading the virus more by wearing gloves.
I was thinking that because don't gloves kind of pick up stuff and like make it stick on the glove? It's like, say you have a glove on, you touch a shelf or like a handle to a cart, I would guess. And then it's your eye. Yeah. I mean, it's probably even worse than your skin, right? Because those gloves are like stickier.
Yes. And then you have your gloves and then you touch your phone and then you put your phone in your purse and then... So if everybody listening could just not wear gloves to the grocery store and just wash your hands more, that would be awesome.
And I appreciate you telling us that because these things we need to know because these things are not obvious. We've never been in a situation like this.
Right.
It's so common sense that we probably don't think about it. You know, it's scary.
Right. Well, and it is. A lot of people, I mean, we wear gloves all the time at work and we're used to washing our hands as soon as we take gloves off. But some people think, oh, I wear gloves, so I'm fine. But then they don't wash their hands, too. So
let me tell you, here's what we did today. I didn't have any like surgical gloves or disposable gloves in the house, but I knew I had to get gas before we went out for this drive.
Yeah.
I knew I was running low. And so we were trying to think about a way. I was going to bring like paper towels or something, you know, because even though there are a couple gas stations near us, I don't know if they're doing this in Chicago, but they're like back in the old days, like the full service stations. There's a few pumps you can go to. They'll pump it for you. But apparently they're not real reliable being out there. So we went to this kind of out of the way gas station that nobody goes to because we have like a drug rehab center near where I live and they've had an outbreak of COVID positive tests. So I'm like, there's a QT that we always go to and it's across the street. I'm like, nope, not going there. I went to this out of the way little Phillips 66. But anyway, what Paige decided, and I thought this was pretty smart. We have those like plastic grocery bags that, you know, they only hold like five things. I don't know if you guys have the same kind. We probably shouldn't have them. They're probably not good for the environment. We have a million of them, but we save them and reuse them for stuff. And so we grabbed one of those plastic grocery bags and she used that to hold on to the pump. She wanted to pump the gas now that she knows how. And she did that. So she never made contact with anything. So, and then we just disposed of it right there. And we took Purell with us because we were in the Jeep. We had the Purell with us. So we all did that. So hopefully we'll survive.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a giant germaphobe, but then when I go to the grocery store, I'm just like, oh, no, don't make it worse, everybody.
Yeah,
don't wear the gloves.
I know. But it's one of those things. I just think it's for you because you're a professional and it's probably something that's like muscle memory for you. You know what I'm saying? Like with the
right.
It's like a mental checklist. Okay. You know, gloves. It's like you watch a movie, you see a doctor scrub in for surgery. They're all scrubbing in up to the elbows and all. I mean,
right.
I'm a dude, you know, like I'm like really, really washing my hands now. And I always have washed my hands, but I feel like I'm a surgeon now, you know, like glove, you know, I need like somebody to follow me around, like, you know, shake how you wipe, dry your hands off. Okay. Gloves. I don't know. I'm in good shape, but it's like I'm a wreck.
I can see you dissecting Taco Bell next. Like,
you know what?
I didn't
even go to Taco Bell last night. That's how serious I'm taking this. I went in and had leftover pizza.
No.
I know. My wife's like, I finished the shows last night and I said, and I went into the fridge and we had leftover pizza and I warmed up a couple pieces. She's like, you're not going to Taco Bell? I'm like, no, I'm not. But I mean,
that's probably why you had migraines.
No, I had the migraine Sunday. I don't know why I got it. I think it's because I'm not running is what it is. I'm a mess when I don't run. I need to run, but my hips
I went for a 2 mile run this morning. It was beautiful.
I walked two.
Amazing.
Yep. I did.
Sorry.
I walked 2 miles with the girls. So we walked. Yeah. That's all we can do.
Yeah. That's the other thing. You know, it's nice to see everybody out walking and running and like staying active because they have the time to do it. So I know a lot of people are going nuts with their kids home, but it's nice to see them out with their families, like walking around the neighborhood, social distancing, but actually spending time with their families. I think that's nice.
I think, you know, I was talking to one of my friends actually right before this. We were emailing back and forth about a reservation. And my buddy Robert in Tennessee, we were talking about, and I think what's going to happen is 10 years from now, hopefully this is all behind us. We don't have anything like this come back. But honestly, I think we're going to remember the good times, like the times we actually, you know, we're playing dominoes every night. We're playing rummy. We're going for walks together. We're having this, you know, like this would not have happened otherwise. I think that when the bad is gone, we'll remember that like, wow, you know, that was a time we got to come together as a family and we wouldn't have otherwise. I think we'll look back on it with some good memories. I know we'll remember the bad stuff, but also some good things too.
Yeah. And I hope that everybody is finding something good out of all of this. I mean, we're getting a new deck, so that is making us feel a little bit better, because we were supposed to be going down for Star Wars. We were supposed to fly out next Friday, and so we decided to build a new deck instead as our consolation prize for not going to Florida next week. So it was a little bit more expensive than Disney.
But the deck you can use every day of the, you know, well, not every day of the year, every day of the summer in Chicago. You don't want to be out there in the wintertime. But that's great. You know what? It, like we've said, we got very lucky that we moved last July to this, you know, it's not a new house. It's a new to us house, but it's got, you know, like I said, it's got a deck and we got to eat tonight on the deck, you know, and it's it's not big house, but it's a bigger house and it's just more comfortable for us. So, thank goodness that happened. You know, this happened this year, not last year, because our old house was 896 square feet. I'd have gone crazy in that house. I mean, there's no way. I'd have been like, bah! I'd already been jumping off the roof or something. It'd have been crazy.
But you still would have found something good.
Maybe.
You still would have been something.
I'd been doing 24-hour podcasts, I think, and that would have been good for nobody.
I mean, there's how many people tuned in right now? I think it would still be good for some people.
You guys are crazy, but you're crazy because I love you guys.
We're all nuts.
That's
but
it.
We're all nuts together. So.
That's why I love you guys. That's why we got to check in every night at 7 o'clock my time. I got to see how my people are doing.
So I just hope that everybody can keep finding good things. And I, you know, my fiance and I both work. He's a pharmacist. I'm a nurse. So we both are still out there, and but you know, I feel like grocery store people, like the grocery store employees and everybody else that are the essential employees, I just thank them at the grocery store too, because I mean they're keeping all the stuff stocked for us, and I know that they've had a little bit of trouble their way with everything too. So
absolutely,
you know,
so I mean, I don't get out there where these people are, but we're going to make a sign to put in the yard. You know, just thanks to everybody on the front lines, because it's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, and Diane.
Well, I feel like healthcare is getting a lot of recognition, but like, you know, the grocery store employees, they're doing just as much as we are.
I agree.
So just recognition for all those people too, because they're out there as well.
And when this passes, don't forget to still tell them you love them and that you care that they're out there. You know, like, cause I know like it's easy to give the recognition this week, you know, but say 6 months from now, or you know, next Thanksgiving when, you know, hopefully nothing's going on, but it's a nut house cause people are trying to get cranberry sauce at the, you know, at your local grocery store. Be nice then too, you know, don't kill them because they don't have your, you know, ocean spray or something.
Maybe Black Friday won't be as traumatic because we've all tried to get toilet paper before coronavirus. I don't know.
No, now you're dreaming. So. That isn't happening. It's still going to be ugly. It always is.
Probably.
You know what, Diane, real quick before I cut you loose, Diane's saying another thing is that she asked that people please dispose of their gloves and masks properly. She says they're finding parking lots littered with masks and gloves and disposable kind of things. So, good point.
That is excellent. I was keeping it small, just not wearing the gloves. But yes, that is also excellent.
Yes. After you contaminate your eyeball, don't throw it out on the parking lot. Yeah,
exactly.
Hey, well, thank you so much for calling in. I sure enjoy that deck when it gets done. And thanks for calling in. Please be safe and tell your husband or your fiance as well.
All right. Thanks so much.
Okay,
take care, everybody.
Okay, bye-bye. See ya. See, she didn't get to go to Walt Disney World. She got a deck out of it up in Chicago. You can't argue with that. We are getting, and that's such a great point. Just because you have gloves on doesn't mean you go and touch the handle of the cart at the grocery store and then go rubbing your eye. Or even better, she talked about touching the cell phone. Now we got a visitor in the studio. There she is. She crashed the party the other night and she's back. Hey, we have another call. Hayes joining us.
Hey, it's Maggie from the Mitten. How you doing, Mike?
Hey, Maggie. I heard you guys are having some storms up that way tonight. I love weather, so I always watch stuff.
Yeah, not too bad here yet. Supposed to get bad a little bit later.
You guys getting any of the warm weather? I mean, Chicago was 80. How about you guys?
It's been in the mid-50s, which is glorious for me. That's what I consider perfect running weather.
No, for running, 45. Give me 45, and I'm just as happy as a clam. Yep. I can wear shorts, and I'm good. Yep, that's right. So what's going on?
So I was just, like, dying during Friday's episode. That was the one where you guys were talking about what backstage tours you would want to take of which attractions.
Yes.
So I'm a former full-time cast member from Kilimanjaro Safaris.
Oh, yes.
And they offer those. Those tours that you guys were talking about, they offer those for cast members where you learn all the secrets. So I have done the one for Haunted Mansion, and I have done the one for Spaceship Earth. So I thought I would give a little bit of tidbits without spoiling anything for anyone. What do you think?
Shoot, this is like living a dream. You have the stage. I'm muting my mic. I'm going to go get a drink. Go for it. No, go ahead. Share it with us.
Perfect. All right. So Pam had wanted to do Kilimanjaro Safaris, and she was talking about how everybody has seen the giraffe sort of like waiting at their gate. There are tons of gates like that throughout the whole entire ride. There are like places where that they're sort of supposed to be tucked behind and hidden so you can't see them well. But of course, giraffes are so tall and they really like their schedule. So they are like always there right around closing time. They are ready to go back to their things. There's also like places. So for example, at the beginning of the ride, there are the black rhinos, right? So the black rhinos are at the beginning in the forest and the white rhinos are towards the end and they hang out within the same areas like the zebras and the ostriches.
Okay.
So the black rhinos can go directly like from where they live overnight right on to where they are during the day. So there's just like a little like straight little path for them to go to. They're like, oh, is it a barn? Is it a barn if it's a rhino? The rhino barn. They go from the rhino barn right onto the thing. And then there's just a little secret gate there.
That is so cool. That is so cool.
Yep.
Hang on one second. Apparently my one daughter locked out my other daughter. I'm sorry. Hang on one second. Mallory, come let Paige in.
Being a dad.
I know. Seriously, right in the middle of a show. She's beating the door down like she's about to break it down. And she knows I'm doing a podcast too, so that's kind of interesting. You can probably hear her knocking the wall down. Yes, that's really... Who is that? Is that Mallory? I'm sorry. I am so sorry. My daughters are locking each other out of the house. And even though it looks like there's a wall behind me, this is actually paper. So I apologize. That's fine. I'm trying to do a podcast here and everybody's beating the doors down. Okay. Sorry. So yeah, that's really cool though about that. I didn't know that. Like, so the rhinos can't like, they don't get together. Like they have to be separated.
No. Yeah. The two different kinds. So black rhinos, those guys are actually in their own little area. They can't interact with anybody else because they are more violent than white rhinos are. The white rhinos are more chill animals, so they can be with other guys, but the black rhinos actually are in such a enclosure, but it doesn't look like that to your eyeballs, right?
Yes.
Like when you're looking at it, it looks like they could, but they can't. They can't get into the other areas.
That's smooth. Yeah, because what they do, because I think I saw something on Travel Channel, they have kind of like hidden barriers where they're kind of under berms or something like that. So the lions look like they could come get you, but there's actually a big pit that you just don't see or something, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. And same with the cheetahs. If you can think about the cheetahs, how it's on like a hill, right? So the hill goes way down lower than you think it does and then comes back up and scoops back around so that your eye line looks like it's just one thing, but there's a huge pit in front of it.
That's cool. I'd love to see that from like a drone shot or something, you know, because I'm sure it looks, what I'd like to see is like, see what it looks like from the animal's point of view out towards the cars where, you know, they can see the barricades and the barriers. That'd be fun.
Yeah, it is pretty fun. And I assume that the lions work the same way as the rhinos. I just haven't seen, I've never been to see the carnivores, but I have gone back to see the rhinos and the elephants and some of the antelopes. I've been back there and seen some of where they live at nighttime.
I smell them every marathon because we run through there where they're the antelope house. You can, whew, They smell because we have the same thing at our St. Louis Zoo, and it's the same smell, boy. It's a woo-hoo, run fast, get through here. Yeah, we
get through that part.
So what about spaceship? Right, so, I want to know about Spaceship Earth. You said you did that one because I love that ride.
Yes.
Well, okay, so what'd you learn about that?
I do too. Okay, so I'm just gonna talk about a couple of the things that really stick out in my mind and that I think about every time I'm on the ride. Well, first of all, we didn't get to ride it for the tour; we had to walk it, and that was a lot of steps.
Oh my gosh, I can't imagine. Did you go all the way to
the
top? So the
one part, we went all the way to the top.
Holy
and got
cow.
To see the stand there and look at the Earth and talk about how they decided it was going to be there and the projection and all of that kind of stuff. So that was pretty fantastic to just be standing there and get to see that and not be moving through it. It felt pretty amazing.
Oh man, I'd love to do that.
So do you remember the scene at the beginning where it's ancient Greece and they're putting on a play?
Yeah, the one guy's teaching and the two guys are kind of laid back listening to him instruct. That one?
Yeah, and right by it, there's also, they're talking and wearing masks, which
okay,
is
yeah,
one
yeah.
that
I, so, yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, yeah.
So those guys are way shorter than they seem so that they look farther away so that it's giving it a perspective. So when I was standing there and standing right next to them, they were, way shorter than me. And so every time I go by that scene, I think about that. Because it just it's amazing how the perspective is. They did that on purpose to make them look farther away.
You see, it makes sense. It makes total sense. But I never would have thought that. Now next time I ride it, I'll be thinking about that. I'm they're short.
Please do.
Because they
yes,
do look
exactly.
tall. Now that you say that, they look tall. Yeah.
Yeah. And then I don't know if you remember or if a lot of the people listening remember the original ending. Where there was the space part and there was the big, I don't even remember what it was, space station, satellite.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember that.
Okay, so it's still there. It's just covered by a black curtain.
No, don't tell me that. Take the curtain down.
It's still behind there. They could actually do the original ending again if they wanted to.
Okay, here it is. I'm going to pull a Ronald Reagan. Here we go. Bob Iger.
Okay.
Tear down that curtain. There you go. I've just changed the course of Western
Perfect.
Civilization. There we go.
Perfect. Now, this story from Haunted Mansion, to this day, I have no idea if this is true or not. I think about it sometimes, and I'm like, was this something that she just made up? Or is this, a real thing? And it doesn't exist anymore because I looked for it the last time I was there. But there was a bench near where you exited, but when they redid the entrance however many years ago, that bench is gone now. And the bench had these little hand rests that had little hellhounds or guard dogs on them. Uh-huh. And this girl, this is the story that I was told, this girl was painting her fingernails bright orange sitting on the bench, and she took a little orange thing and put them on the eyeballs of the little dogs, and she went around the bench and painted the eyeballs orange. And then the next time they did a refurb, the Imagineers went and tried to match that orange perfectly so that they could keep the eyeballs orange, not realizing that this girl had painted them with nail polish.
Okay, so if that story's not true, it needs to become legend because that is awesome. either way, even if it's not true, let's just all believe it is. We believe, Tinkerbell flies when we're at Walt Disney World,
Right.
Mickey Mouse is greeting and, he's not a mouse trying to, eat cheese. He's actually hanging out with us and taking pictures with us. Why not? Maybe that's how they're supposed to be. It's fact for me, not fiction. It's fact.
It's fact. Who knows even where that bench is anymore?
Exactly.
Who knows?
Exactly.
And then I'm going to give away one. This is the tiniest one where I'm giving something away, but it's not a huge deal because it's pretty easy to figure out. But the busts that look like they're following you right at the beginning,
yep,
their little busts are the faces. They do that because they are concave, not convex.
Oh, that's a good science lesson.
Isn't that cool?
My kids could never keep the difference in sixth grade between concave and convex. I'm like, it's not that hard. A V, a V goes in, but whatever. Yeah. So yeah.
A cave makes a cave.
There you go. Yes. Yes. Absolutely.
But So the reason your eyeballs perceive them as being convex, but they are concave, and that's why they follow you.
Huh. I'd still like to see that up close, like not in a dune buggy, like go right up to them and see them. Like I want to touch
them. I mean, because when you're right next to them, you can tell. Right? And of course, I know how the ballroom scene works, and that blew my mind when I learned it. But I'm not gonna share.
I do know that secret because we on the Keys to the Kingdom, they kind of told us for that one.
So that one was pretty cool. And then same with Hitchhiking Ghost. That was pretty fun too. But there were a lot of things. There's things too in that, just like in Spaceship Earth, where the original thing was there. There was like the spider web and there was other stuff there. And that it had just been covered over. And when you're on there with the lights on, you can see all of these things that had just been sort of covered over. So you can't see them anymore.
God. We always think these things are like gone forever. And now they're just behind a drape.
Some of them are because that's the easiest way to deal with it.
It is.
Especially in a dark ride.
Well, totally.
In a dark ride, right?
And I mean, that way you're not making like permanent changes. You know, I mean, it can be permanent, but it's just, hey, cover it up. That makes, I didn't even think about that. Why did I not think of that? Because that's just like if I was doing something in my basement, I would just, you know, if I had the opportunity, my wife wouldn't kill me. I'd just cover it up. You know, like, oh, well, it's covered up. It's done. It's gone. You know, that'd be the easiest way to get rid of it. Yeah, totally. Where's that mark on the wall? Covered it up with a piece of tape. You know, that'd be great.
Exactly.
I didn't know Disney did that.
Just
that's
covered.
Awesome. Well, hey, thanks for sharing all that with us tonight.
Alfred's while you have me on the line, and you, any last questions while you have me on about any of those things?
No, because I know you're going to call back because you're with us all the time. I appreciate that. But I want to ask you this because you're the heart, you know, you know Disney, but I want to get your perspective on this question I asked. So, say that you're buying a gift card for somebody to support the economy of Walt Disney World. You buy it from one restaurant, but you want to give somebody never been to Walt Disney World the epitome of what the Disney dining experience is about. Which restaurant would you pick?
I'm biased because my college program was at ABC Commissary. So I would pick Sci-Fi because I just have, it's such a unique experience if you've never experienced anything like that.
I agree. I 100% agree. I know some people are down on Sci-Fi because they say the food isn't that great. I think the food has gotten better in the last 5 years. And the thing is,
I agree.
For the environment, if you're going to go in and have this, I'm 46 years old. I've never been to a drive-in in my life. Now, we had a few around us growing up, but my family really didn't go to movies much. So we never went to the drive-in. My wife did when she was growing up sometimes, but I just never have. So it's kind of like mysterious and exotic to go to a drive-in. So that atmosphere, A, is awesome. You get the little trailers. You get a little Disney in there, Walt's in there with, what's that, Greco or Gorko or something, the robot. I mean, just you don't need something fancy. You need a greasy burger, some fries, maybe onion rings, and a shake. You aren't going there to have Le Cellier. You know, you need burgers, a shake, and fries, maybe some onion rings, some trailers, a drive-in. You're sitting in old 50s cars. I mean, what else could you want? That I am right with you on that one. I love Sci-Fi.
Great. Yeah, people do like to insult it for its food, but I agree with you. It's gotten better in the past few years, and that place is about the experience.
It is, totally. So I bet you had some fun. ABC Commissary, that's not a bad place either. It doesn't get very good reviews, but they used to have a good Cuban sandwich I got all the time back in the day. Always had that.
Let me tell you, that became a menu item when I was on my college program.
Nice.
I was there at the launch of the Cuban.
So good. I love that. I had so many of those. Speaking of college program, real quick, because I got to cut you loose because other people are trying to get in, but with the news yesterday of the college program, all that going down with the fall program not happening or being delayed or what have you, what could you tell somebody? Because we have a lot of listeners that are either applied to the program. Some of our listeners got sent home early, you know, about a month ago on their program right now. What would you tell them? I mean, best advice. You were there. You got to do your program. Just give them some advice. You know, tell them what you think.
Well, so much was when Disney World was in a big slump and I kept on getting sent home, and not like home, but like sent home from work early, you know? So my advice, and that's why I chose to go back and work full time and do Kilimanjaro Safari. So my advice is you can always go back. Yeah. They will always want you. They will always need good people. And so if you are somebody who holds Disney in your heart and feels like grief over missing this, go back. They'll still want you. They'll still want you. Go back.
I agree. And it's going to be, I think, the same thing for us with our vacations. You know, it's one of those things. The harder you have to work for it, the bigger the reward in the end. You know, it would have been awesome right now. You know, if they were going down, say, June for the fall, it would have been great. But you know what? Something delayed where you have to wait longer or work a little bit harder, it's going to taste a little sweeter in the end. So I hope it works out for everybody. My heart breaks because I know how it is. I worked at Space Camp, which was kind of like my college program. Like, I got to work there as a teacher, and it was amazing. I would have worked there for free. I didn't tell them that. We got almost just a little bit over minimum wage as teachers that had master's degrees. But it was such a great experience. It was amazing. So I hope they all get to have that experience. Great, great thoughts. And thanks for the call. It was a great call tonight. I appreciate it.
Sorry, it's up so much time, but I really feel it was amazing info that I gave you guys.
That was great. Thank you so much. We're getting a little poor connection here on Skype, but I'm going to cut you loose, but stay safe and healthy, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye, Mike.
All righty. Let me reboot Skype here, and we'll get our next call in. We're getting a little connection issue there towards the end of that call. How about that? A little backstage magic on today's show. I like that. Haunted Mansion and Spaceship Earth are just covering stuff up with curtains? What? I mean, it makes sense. Disney. All that stuff's behind a curtain? Come on. That is pretty sweet. All right, 407-413-9395, 407-413-9395. In the live chat, boy, sci-fi is getting a lot of love, and I like to see that. Because sci-fi, I don't think you go there for the food. It's not a food experience. Now, of course, you don't want to eat dog food or anything. You want something decent. But I'm telling you, a burger, fries, onion rings, and a shake with the atmosphere of eating in the 50s vintage cars and watching the trailers, it's a great experience, especially for kids like my daughter's age. They've never been to a drive-in. How cool is that? All right, let's get our next caller on the line. Hey, who's joining us? Let's see here. Hey, who's joining us?
Feeling.
Oops, say it again.
It's Marlessa.
Hey, Marlessa, what's going on?
Oh. Hey, connection issue. Good. I don't think I can top that last call. That was really, really awesome.
Who can? Learn. Seriously, man. She worked at Safaris.
All that behind the scenes stuff.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet.
Yeah, those are like three of my favorite rides. Safari, and talking about Mansion, Spaceship Earth. That was great. But I do have an answer to your question, your restaurant question.
Yeah, where are you buying the gift card?
So I have two answers depending on how cheap I'm feeling. So if I want to be a little, if I want to splurge and really, treat, I guess, Disney with the gift card money and then the person I'm buying for, I might go with California Grill. I recently dined there for the first time a little over a month ago. And I'm tempted to pick a character meal, but I think California Grill, like for dinner, it combines really great service with great food. And if you time it for watching the fireworks, as I was able to do, it's really just a magical feeling. And everyone in the restaurant kind of comes together and watches and hears it. So I think that's a really great experience. But if I'm feeling cheap, I might pick something like Casey's. Casey's Corner was probably the first thing that popped into my head. Like, I am not necessarily a hot dog person. I don't eat meat. I eat fish, but not meat. But I like their vegan hot dog. But I think Casey's, like, just the atmosphere of something about being on the corner of Main Street and having that person who's brand new to Disney World just see the castle and just enjoy the atmosphere of the bustling Main Street would be really cool.
I think that's exactly right, because Casey's fits the environment of Main Street, and Main Street is kind of the epitome of the Magic Kingdom. That's a good call. That is that. And I would even also, I would put kind of on that same level, like a counter service gift card, maybe to Columbia Harbor House. Just because if you go upstairs and you get your, for somebody that likes seafood, but if you get, you know, in like, you know, it's basically like Long John Silver's seafood. It's not fancy. You get your hush puppies, your planks of fish or shrimp or what have you. But go upstairs, they're playing that nautical type music. It's decorated so quaint. It feels like you're, you know, the birth of our nation. I think it's pretty cool. So, yeah, but Casey's is good.
Right.
I've never been to California Grill. I got to get up there. I've been there for an event, but I've never been there for like an actual meal. That's on my bucket list.
Oh yes, you definitely do. It's so cool. And I think I've told you this before, but like Contemporary was the first resort I ever stayed as a kid. Cause I guess I was spoiled. I don't know.
But I've never been.
Like my first, oh, you got to, it's just like something about going back there. It's actually my first time going back there. It's just the whole experience, like going up in the elevator, California Grill, and it's experience for sure. But yeah, how your back is better, feeling better.
It's still right. Messed up, but at least the headache's kind of gone. So I was having a double whammy yesterday, so we're hanging in there. It'll be fine. I just got to rest it up. Now, hey, let me ask you this real quick while I got you on. Amy from the Run, Eat, Drink podcast, which I'm going to be on here in a couple of weeks, and I'm excited for that. She's asking, she's never been to California Grill either. What would your recommendation be for something to get to eat there?
Okay, so... So for me personally, since I eat seafood but not meat, like I did gravitate towards the sushi and the pizza. So we did something kind of interesting where we were really debating entrees versus apps versus, because it's not really a traditional menu per se. Like it's not as clean cut as like appetizer, entree, desserts. Like sushi could be an entree almost, or the pizza. Mm-hmm. So we like each got a pizza and we split a sushi roll, and that actually filled us up. So I would definitely get a sushi roll, and the flatbread, while, you know, it might sound kind of basic, they actually, you know, do a lot of kind of fancy ones. Like I had one with fresh roasted potatoes and potato chips, but the person next to me got their like mac and their famous Gouda mac and cheese, which is like a side dish to, I believe it's like steak. It's like their main beef dish. And that was recommended very highly by the waiter. So I would maybe say that for like a meat eater. But I did have the Gouda mac and cheese. I can vouch for that. Very good mac and cheese.
That all sounds so good. The sushi, the flatbread, the mac and cheese. Oh, you're killing me. Let's see. Walt Disney World needs to reopen so I can go there and try this out. I just wish my family liked more fancy food, which they could find something. Or, you know what, now a lot of times the girls will go they'll go to the Magic Kingdom and go get, like you said, like corn dog nuggets. Maybe my wife and I could have a date night and go there and just, you know, find something.
Yes, it's definitely a great date night place for sure. We lucked out like right by the window. But like even like, you know, this the more basic flatbreads, and I think they have some more like less adventurous entrees for sure. So I think, if the girls were there with you and Pam as well, like they'd probably find something good to eat.
You don't know. You just heard them like 15 minutes ago. The one was beating down the door. The other one's yelling at me because the other one's beating down the door. I'm like, come on. This is a professional podcast studio right here. There is nobody beating down the door. That out this window right on the screen, that is not my backyard, where you can see the American flag on my neighbor's house right there blowing in the wind. And there's, if you look out this video feed right now, that is the path I run on every morning, right where my finger is right now. So there, that's how close it is. Right here. Yeah.
Yeah. Really quick. Like I definitely, since you mentioned backyard, this entire situation is just giving me serious backyard envy. Cause New York City, I don't have a backyard, obviously, I grew up in Pennsylvania, so I'm like getting all nostalgic for just the experience of having a deck and a backyard and a porch, and it sounds so nice right now.
87 and sunny today. It was perfect. I'm not trying to make even more envious, but it was
you're killing
me. We got to appreciate it today. It was wonderful. We got to have dinner on the deck, grilled with the grill on our deck, and because we have like a second story deck, so it's up above us, like out that window, it's the deck's above me because this is a walkout basement. But yeah, we're very lucky to be able to ride out the quarantine in this. But you guys, I seriously, every time I watch the news, I worry about, we have so many listeners up that way. I know that you're doing a great job with the Galloway plan, but don't feel bad if you have to stay inside and skip a day or skip a week or something, because I don't want you to get sick. You know, that's, you're making great progress, but just be careful out there. It just makes me nervous.
I will. Thank you so much. I'm doing my best. I get frustrated because like now I'm definitely, even as early as I'm getting up, I'm seeing more and more people out, and I'm kind of like getting a little territorial in my head. I don't say anything, but I'm thinking, hey, this is my time. Like, you guys aren't normally out here. What are you doing? But yeah, it's very frustrating. I don't know how it exactly, maybe how better or worse people are with social distancing where you are, but with me, it's very much a mixed bag. Like, it's also, we unfortunately, you know, have the high amount of cases, but there's also people that even on social media or see at a distance, like not taking it as seriously as they should. And it's just, that's definitely scary as well.
But, out there on that path, there's a pond. Okay. So it goes around the pond. It's a quarter mile around. And honestly, before this happened, it was me and like this one lady that goes, she always talks about her church. I see her in the mornings when I run. And we always go the same way. Okay. So there's, you know, you can go two ways, obviously, around, it's a circle. And we always go the same way, but I lap her about every third lap. I'll lap her and, you know, she'll say, good morning, Mike. And, you know, like some mornings I was like, I'll come up on her and she won't realize I'm coming up on her and I'll scare. I don't mean to scare, even though I like scaring people. This lady's a little bit elderly and I don't want to like give her a heart attack and kill her on the path. Like
no chainsaw for her.
No, exactly. No. Because I love this lady. I don't even know her, but I just don't want to give her a heart attack. She reminds me of my grandma. Anyway, so ever since this started happening, it's like the Indy 500 on that track. I mean, everybody's out there. The kids are out there on little tricycles and bikes and those little electric vehicles, you know, like the Jeeps and stuff. And the thing is, it's driving me nuts. Okay, this is common sense, simple stuff. We should all go the same direction. Like when you come onto the path, look and see, okay, there's people already out there. Let's all go the way the person who's going before you get out there. No, I'm not kidding. People go the opposite direction and I'm going to make a sign. There's two entrances, like from the two sides of the subdivision. I'm making a sign like they have at our recplex that says like Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday, go that way. You know, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, go this way. And I mean, come on, like it's not that hard. I know the social distancing thing is like important and we got to keep it, but it's a lot better if you come up on somebody from behind, I would imagine, than head to head. Because if somebody sneezes and you're behind them, they're not, you know, hitting you with their snot. You know, I just, that's my crusade. No. That's my subdivision crusade, right? I know I'm getting to be the old man in our subdivision, but good Lord, let's all go the same way. I don't care which way, just whoever gets out there first, they pick, and then let's all go that way. You know, come on, it's not that hard.
Oh, no, that's a good idea. I mean, I will say that, and I was venting about this a bit in the lizard group today, but like a lady did kind of like sneak up behind me. And she was wearing a mask and gloves and all that, but it was still like, hey, like there's room on the sidewalk. Get out of the way.
Yeah. I jump out into the street now. I'm just like, come on. I just jump out in the street, but I'm like, people.
Oh yeah. My running's now an obstacle course. It's like, do I want to risk the car or the person?
Yeah, I know. Seriously, car, nowadays you don't know. It's like 50-50. Like the rules have changed so much in like the last 3 weeks. It's unbelievable. Like I'll play chicken with a car, you know, here comes the garbage truck. Well, you know, there's a person walking on the path. I'll take my chance with the garbage truck, you know, whatever. It's crazy.
Oh yeah, for sure.
All right. Well, you take care up in New York and stay safe on your runs and give us a call back and we'll talk to you soon.
Well, do you talk soon.
See
thanks,
you later.
Mike.
Bye. she got to hear my rant about our core. Yeah, that's it. And we're getting it. Robert says we should be going counterclockwise, like on a track. I don't care if we go clockwise, counterclockwise. I don't care as long as we're all going the same way. It's a circle. You're going to have to go because there's a hill on the one part of it. You're going to have to either go up it on one side or the other. It's either a short little uphill or a long sloping hill. It's my cause. Please. Let's all go the same direction. It's not that hard. 407-413-9395. 407-413-9395. We got some great ideas for the restaurants to give out the gift cards to. We even had a Tusker House from Brooke. I like that one because that is a restaurant that if you want to support a restaurant to keep it in business, Tusker House would be a great place to buy a gift card because it doesn't get much love. But once you get there, it's a great experience. It's a character meal. It's got your standard fare on the buffet, but it also has some more exotic type things you wouldn't get at a Chef Mickey's. Also, the characters hang out with you a long time at Tusker House, and they have on like safari outfits, which is kind of unique too. So Tusker House is a great choice for a character meal, and that's a good place to go buy your gift card to give to somebody, because I guarantee you, somebody that's never been to Walt Disney World, they would have a great meal at Tusker House. I almost guaranteed. I like that. We also got, again, a lot of love for sci-fi. We also had, well, we can't go back too far because we had so many comments, but people were talking about also Columbia Harbor House being a good choice for like a counter service one. Good stuff. All right. 407-413-9395. 407-413-9395. I just had a call come in. So let me get this reset Skype. Give us a call back. And it's coming up. It's coming up. All righty. Give us a call. 407-413-9395. Skype's reset. You'll be the next call. Give us a call. And we can talk about your day. How are you handling things? Are people going head to head with you on your walks, on your runs? Were you able to get some nice weather here? And can you eat outside maybe? Because I think just having a meal outside in these times, well, I have to say it. It kind of reminded me of Disney, because down at Disney, sometimes we eat on the patio at Olivia's. And tonight we got to eat on the deck in St. Louis. So that was mentally refreshing to have a meal with my family outside. I like that. All right. Next caller is on the line. Hey, who's joining us?
Hey, Mike. It's Alfred.
Hey, Alfred. What's going on?
Not much. How are you today?
I'm doing better. Thanks so much. I appreciate it. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Today was a great day for me, actually.
Good deal. Why? What happened?
I don't know. I just had a lot of energy.
Gotta love those days.
Yeah. I'm like, I went for a walk with my neighbor, and she said, slow down. You're going to lose your energy. I just kept going. It was like, wow, what am I doing?
That's awesome, though. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah. So it was a good day, and it was beautiful here. We weren't as hot as you. We were probably about 65.
65, so, I'll take it, because it's going to be in the 40s in 2 days. Ugh.
I know. I'm not ready for that again.
They said 32 on Easter. The low's going to be 32 Easter Sunday. I'm like, oh. We can't
really?
Have a night.
Oh, I mean, I think it's going to warm up again.
Yeah, we don't get to have, you know, Easter because we have a big Easter with my wife's big family. We all get together every year. Just going to be us four, obviously, this year. So couldn't we get some nice weather? Nope. We're going to have to hide the Easter eggs in the house. But what can we do?
Yeah. Whatever, right?
Yeah. So what do you think? Let me ask you this. Where are you giving the gift card? Because I want to get your take on that.
Yeah, that one, I'm like, okay, this is tough. Because my favorite restaurant is Be Our Guest.
Okay.
But I was thinking more along the lines, well, I think as someone who is not Disney, I think they need a character meal.
Probably, yeah.
So I would choose probably 1900 Park Fair.
Good choice. Expensive, but a good choice.
Yeah. Yes, and for breakfast, I think you'd have a lot more fun at breakfast.
I agree.
I've done both.
I've done both.
I did dinner also, but I just think breakfast, you have Alice, you have the Mad Hatter. It's just really great.
So, good call.
And then if I had to pick a cheaper place, which it's not really cheap, but Primetime 50s Cafe.
Yes. Now, yeah. See, isn't it funny, though, because we always dog on the studios for bad dining, which counter service, it doesn't have anything. Backlot Express is adequate at best. And I'll eat there because I don't want to. Now I always just hop on the Skyliner and go somewhere else. But but it does have two really experiential restaurants in 50s Primetime and Sci-Fi. And what about Hollywood and Vine? Yeah. Have you ever gone there? You ever go there?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
That's okay.
That one's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's okay. It can be fun. I like their seasonal dine.
Yes.
Character meal. That is really enjoyable.
Have you ever been to Brown Derby? Because I've never been there.
Yes. And that was not my favorite place.
What? See, I've never gone there because to me, and I've heard good things. I know Pam Forrester loves Brown Derby. She talks about it a lot. California Grill and Brown Derby. But the thing is, like, it just feels like there's not enough like oomph there for me, you know, because 50s Primetime has that decoration or that theme. Sci-Fi has a cool theme there. Brown Derby just seems like it's, I don't know, like Hollywood
stale.
Fancy. I don't know. This kind of plan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And for me, I didn't even like the food.
Well, what about that Cobb salad and the grapefruit cake? Everybody talks about all the time. Got to have it.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I might have to go back there and try it again because I went there once and I didn't like it.
Okay.
So I never went back, but maybe they've changed their chef. Maybe it's different now. Who knows? So I might have to give it a try again.
And you got Robert saying in the chat, the Brown Derby Lounge is now an option where you can just kind of dine outside and get a taste of it. Pam Forrester loves that option. She's always going. She'll go to the studios just to go there.
Yeah. I think it was last week you mentioned something. And I was saying the same thing, starring roles.
Miss it.
Why is that closed?
Seriously, it's sitting there empty. Like,
yes.
What?
And that was just something like, I have a theory about that. But we used to go, when I went with a friend a few times. We would always go there for breakfast because they would have just the perfect thing. You could get a bagel. You could get a muffin. You could get a Danish, whatever it was. It was a quick breakfast, coffee, sit at the table outside, and then go on your day. And it was good. My theory, though, is Starbucks came in and they had to go.
I wonder, I've actually thought that. Like, you know how, like, you get a franchise and then there's no competition yep. within X amount of miles? I've mm-hmm. wondered that because you mentioned breakfast. I actually remember a couple times getting like a fresh sandwich there for lunch. You know, like I didn't want something uh-huh. fried. Yeah. I basically got like a ham and cheese sandwich. It was
turkey
a big one.
Sandwich
yeah, turkey or sandwich or something yeah. like that. Yeah. And it tasted yeah. great just because it wasn't yeah. fried. It wasn't heavy. It was 100 degrees outside in July and it was mm-hmm. wonderful. And you could sit there at those little umbrella tables. I thought the same thing, Alfred. I've wondered if Starbucks was like competition. I mean, you're not going to yep. have competition. You're Starbucks. Give it a break.
Yeah, no, there is no competition. Actually, I don't even go there anymore when I'm there because the lines are too long.
I don't drink coffee and everybody is so hardcore on the Starbucks thing. I don't need another thing that I have to have, you know, like. I don't have it now. If I don't start it, it won't be a big deal. That's how I see
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Yeah. Otherwise, you're hooked and that's it.
That's it. They'll draw me in just like Disney and Apple and everybody else mm-hmm. does.
Yeah, exactly.
Not getting me.
I'm actually hoping Disney opens soon because I'm hearing more and more people are losing their jobs there.
Yes. Yes.
With yep. this furlough.
Yep. We're...
And it's very sad.
With the travel agency, you know, we work with folks that are salaried Disney. You know, they work on the travel. It's called the travel trade side. Mm-hmm. They work basically with the travel agency so that when we have a problem, mm-hmm. they take our problem to Disney and they're kind of like our in-between to solve things. And right. our main contact, she's getting furloughed. And so it's just sad because she does so yeah. much for us. You know, we hurt for her, but we also hurt for all of our travel agents because she's our advocate. You know, she's our link yeah. and we're going to not have that. But I mean, we just need this to get taken care of quickly and let's get back to normal, yeah. I hope.
Now, does a furlough mean that they lose their job period or is it just a temporary like a laying off?
From what I know, it's like a suspension. Like you're not fired or anything. You're still okay. employed. You're not getting paid for that period of time. You're not working.
Paid.
But I think okay. Disney, at least for the salaried employees, they're still like mm-hmm. paying for the insurance, which I mean, that is something that's huge yeah. in these kind of times, but it's still mm-hmm. rough. So yeah, just, I feel
yeah.
for everybody. I mean, you know, we're hurting.
Bad,
yeah, there's so many people that are being affected by this. We just need to get it over yeah. quick.
Yeah. So, but I miss it too. I'm like thinking about it and I'm like, oh, I can't wait to go.
Same here. But you know what? We got to yeah. look at the positives. We wouldn't have been doing this show 7 nights a week. And I've gotten to know you better because we talk almost every uh-huh. night. I've gotten to know so many yeah. of our listeners and this has been a blessing for me. So I haven't had this time yep. and I'm glad to do this. So
I feel the same.
We'll get through.
I feel like getting to know you, not just watching you on Monday nights, but just talking with you and getting to really know you, I feel this is a blessing.
I agree. Well, and you know, like I said, I think a decade down the line, we'll look back and we'll have positive memory. We'll still remember the bad, but we'll still be able mm-hmm. to kind of smile and say that was the time we got to yeah. do this, this, and this where we wouldn't have.
Exactly.
Yep.
And I just feel, yeah, I'm home alone. I live alone, but I feel I have a support system that I don't feel alone.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yep. And that's what we got to do. We got to rally together. We're like that hashtag yep. says, we're alone together. That's how it's going to be.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Well, Alfred, I'm
like
going to
cut that Disney. I miss.
That's me too, it. Man. Oh, me yeah. too. And it's not just the food. It's usually the food, but it's the it's the shows. I mean, put yeah. me in the tiki room right now. I'd be happy as a, give me the Swiss family yeah. treehouse. I'm good to go. Let's go.
Well, I would take that too, but I can't walk up the treehouse anymore.
Oh, well, I probably shouldn't either. I probably can't right now with my hip, now that I think about it. That'd be a bad
yeah,
idea.
Right.
So I get up there because I can go up steps a lot better than I can go down steps. So I would get up there mm-hmm. and be like, oh, crap, what am I doing now? I can't get down. I'm stuck.
Yep.
Have to get
we talked about this
rope.
One time too about money and what we thought would happen. And I mentioned if I would still hope for a fifth gate.
I don't think we're seeing that for a while. I hope, but yeah, I don't know.
But I feel this is the time to do it. If they want to bring people back.
Yeah, you can make people work.
They need to give something.
Yeah, it'd be a lot of jobs. It'd be a lot of jobs.
That would be wonderful.
It would be. I mean,
but if you had to develop just maybe a ride or attraction, what would it be based on?
Because we got all the Star Wars.
As you know, it's all IP based.
It is, but I think they're using their big IP now with Galaxy's Edge, Star Wars. You have the roller coaster for Epcot for Marvel.
Yeah, all right.
Ratatouille, you got that going on. Mm-hmm. I don't know, because again, I'm not a movie person, so I take what I get and love the experience. I honestly love the non-IP stuff. I know they're going to do IP stuff, but I love like Expedition Everest. Mm-hmm. It's got its own story. It stands on its own.
Oh, I do too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pandora.
So do you think it would be a non-IP?
No, never again. I don't think so. But I wish it would.
Or not during this new regime either.
Probably not. It's probably even less likely now. Yep.
Yeah. So
yep.
I would think, did you see Onward yet?
I haven't. I still haven't even seen.
Oh my God.
I know, because we get upstairs, we start playing Rummy every night. We play games. It's fun. We play board games. I like that.
So. I watched it Friday on Disney Plus, and I have to say, I laughed and I cried.
See, I don't want to cry. I hate movies where you cry.
Amazing.
Oh.
Well, just because of the story, and I kind of lived a lot of it. So it was amazing how they really get to you, you know, in your experiences. They know what to do. So
they get
it really
you.
Got me.
And you know what? Susan's saying she wants something with Coco in Mexico. So there's a good IP tie-in.
Uh-huh.
And Justin says Onward Ride at Animal Kingdom.
Yeah, Onward would be a perfect attraction for now.
The Brotherhood of the Traveling Pants, I've heard it's subtitled. I saw that on Twitter. It was a bad joke. Yeah, bad joke. All right,
so that was great, though, that movie.
I will check
it out. You got to watch it.
I will. Yeah. I will. I don't want to cry, but I will. You guys just want to
know.
I'll pretend like I didn't. That's how it's going to go. All right. Well, hey, Alfred, you have a good evening. We'll talk to you tomorrow
Thank
night,
you.
I'm sure. And, well,
Sounds
tomorrow night
good.
Was a trip report, but Thursday night for sure. So stay healthy and stay safe.
Yeah.
And thanks for the call.
You're welcome.
All right. Talk to you, buddy.
Then.
All right. See you later, buddy.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Well, hey, that's another fun night here. We talked about all kinds of stuff. You never know what you're going to get. I love these shows. You guys are amazing. I love the comments in the chat. I love the calls. I love the camaraderie we have as a podcast community. You guys are great. Thank you for allowing me to do these shows. They are so much fun for me. I get an hour with my people, with my friends. We get to hang out no matter where we are, you know, UK, Australia, all over the States. We're having a good time together, and that's what this is all about. You guys are staying inside. You're staying home. You're staying safe. We have our first responders out there, the people on the front lines. We're praying for you. We thank you for being there, the folks in the grocery stores, the truck drivers, the warehouse workers, the janitors in the hospitals, the doctors, the nurses, the pharmacists, everybody out there doing their part. Thank you, thank you, thank you. The first responders out there keeping us safe as well. Just hang in there. We're going to make through. Just think, we're one day closer to being back to normal. One day closer to being back to normal. And we're going to get there together. So I'm going to get out of here and go get back to work. But I appreciate you tuning in. We'll have this out on the feed right away. So we'll get this out there for everybody that couldn't tune in live. Again, tomorrow night, just so you know, the schedule. Tomorrow night is going to be 6:15 Central Time, 7:15 Eastern. We're going to have a trip report. We're going to record it live here on Facebook so you can listen in and check that out as we do that. And then Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, let's do this again. Friday night will be another happy hour. We'll have some more fun as the week goes on. So please spread the word. Join us. You guys stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at beourguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.